Welcome to another Train to Game radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with Train to Game game development student Andrew Goodchild, aka Vampire Duck, on the Train to Game forum, and he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study Train to Game and what he wants from a career in the games industry. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
Well, I've been into video games as long as I can remember, really. I remember probably playing about my neighbours. It was either a Spectrum or a Commodore 64, I can't really remember. And then I sort of started going around mates and they started getting computers, and probably at the age of 8 we got an Amstrad CPC, and then went off to uni and bought a PS1, and then a year later bought an Xbox.
So what made you decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
Well, it's sort of two things that sort of converged. I mean, I've always liked the idea of doing something creative, but I'm not an artistic, or I'm no good at music, I'm no good at drawing, and I've always been quite technically minded. And like I said, I went off to uni sort of the beginning of last decade, and I had some problems and dropped out at the end. Over the last few years, I decided I was definitely going to pursue programming, and I was initially the intention was to try and teach myself, but as anyone knows, you've got to have a really good mindset to do everything off your back without any sort of guidance. So I decided to look for a course, and I was actually looking for a programming course. I preferred the idea of games, but didn't know that it was a good idea. And then I saw this and I decided to go for it, because I figured even if the games industry didn't happen, once I learned programming, I could pursue it in other ways.
So what do you do with your life? What's your job?
My current job is I do data entry for a car paint factory.
How are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around your job and the rest of your life?
It can be very difficult finding time. It's not so much the job, but it's the job and the combination of that with two young children. It can be hard to find the time to do everything, and combined with the fact that I've been working on with a group on various projects. I mean, we've decided to take a little bit of a break there, but I'm also trying to do other stuff like learn Unity.
Tell us a bit about the work you're doing with Train to Game student development team Wired Lemon.
Well, actually, we're taking a little bit of a break now, because our last few projects have been game maker projects. We've had two. One was a battle chess game, Pirates vs. Ninjas Battle Chess, and the other was a puzzle game, which is available on the internet at wiredlemon.co.uk or on Yo-Yo Games' own site. It's called Spinning Tales. At the moment, we've put the next project we were going to do on hold in order for me to learn Unity, and so that when we do start, we've got more options in where we can go.
How are you finding getting to grips with the Unity modding tools?
It's not too bad, but I'm at very early stages. In fact, in terms of the tools, it's fine. It's just learning, get my head around the code and how it all relates, because my brain's so used to working in Game Maker. I mean, in Game Maker, the scripting language is such that you tell it what you want it to do, and it's pretty easy once you get around the basics if you learn GML. Yeah, I don't think Unity's too bad, but it's very early days for me still.
Okay, so what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
Well, working with Wired Lemon and other teams has been good, and meeting people, and I mean, generally I've liked most of it. I've got made quite a few good friends with the community, and probably, if I had to say the peak, is hard as it was, is probably the game jam. I mean, I was like a zombie at the end of it.
So what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I really want to make more progress and make sure that I push ahead and make sure by the end of the year that I've started Section 3, really.
And once you finish the Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
I like the idea of working with a large indie.
Great, thanks for your time, Andrew.
Okay, thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.